The Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble, founded nearly 50 years ago, is known for its annual productions of Dickens' A Christmas Carol, but this year they're presenting A Charlie Brown Christmas at the Alvina Krauss Theater, and resident artists Amy Renee Byrne, Kimmy Moroya, and Aaron White paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk about the show and the choice of the Charles Schulz classic this year.
I think their first Christmas Carol was in the early 80s. And for a while, that was the title. And still to this day, as much as we do try and mix it up, there are some conversations I have with people that they do not believe we do anything other than A Christmas Carol during Christmas. Like, oh, you're going to do Christmas Carol this year. No, we are doing a different play.
Yeah, and if we don't do A Christmas Carol, they're like, you're not doing a Christmas play this year? Like, well, no, this one literally has Christmas in the title.
But we do take our duty in providing a traditional, being part of people's traditions very seriously.
Is this the first time through? Has PTE ever done?
First time.
Yeah, first time. We're hoping that it'll be well received and can be folded into that repertoire of our, you know, a Christmas Carol, a Christmas Story. I'm hoping a Charlie Brown Christmas can join those ranks, because there's nothing worse than having to repeat the same show and feel like you're kind of losing your ability to bring something new to it or keep it exciting. And we want to keep our Christmas shows exciting and engaging. And I feel like you can tell when performers are not in it.
Mm-hmm. And, also, the longest run that we do in our season, in that we do 30 some shows. And as a performer in that, you start to get a little fatigued. And so if you're doing the same show the second or third year in a row, and you're like, another 30 of these, it's a rough time.
Christmas time is here.
Kimmy Moroya, Amy Renee Byrne, and Aaron White, resident artists of the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble, here at the WVIA studios recently, talking about BTE's 2025 holiday production, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and explaining all that goes into deciding on each December's offering. It's an issue most theater companies face each winter season. A Christmas Carol or something else? We learned that Michael Carleton, James Fitzgerald, and John Alvarez were in a bind one year when they couldn't get the rights to a show they'd planned on. So they went to work writing a play with a premise they all knew so well. And not only did Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and then some, connect with theater people, as they knew it might, but also with audiences who loved it. Instead of performing A Christmas Carol for the umpteenth time, we spend time in this show with a company of three actors who set out to do anything else but. Gaslight Theater takes up the challenge this weekend at the King's College Theater, and Jason Alfano, president of the board of directors and director of the show, and Dane Bauer, Gaslight artistic director and actor in the play, stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk with us about this holiday romp and a bit about Gaslight.
That's the challenge we were faced with. We knew we wanted to do a Christmas show, and you know, you mentioned Charlie Brown. We've done that in the past, and it was so successful, so we know Christmas is great. It brings people out, and so we wanted something in the holiday theme, and one of our board members just, through research, was able to find this script, and we're familiar with another script that we've done, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged, and it's like a match to that, and we really couldn't love it more. So it's, you know, three actors doing this improvisational type scripted play of all the different Christmas stories coming together. It's really awesome.
And the thing is wonderful, because then we have that sense as an audience member of recognition, but it's in a different way that is just hilarious when one thing is juxtaposed with another, right?
Yeah, it's recognition bottled up as chaos. So you'll know everything we're doing, but you won't know what's coming next. It's a very high energy approach to, like, there's a line in there that we're just going to streamline Christmas. We're going to do as many things as we can, as quickly as we can. So it's sort of this coming at you from all angles thing. So you're going to know all the stories, but we're just doing it in a way that you haven't seen it before.
So are you both, and there's a third actor, or are you directing?
No, I'm directing, and I have three actors. It's Dane, Beth, and Sean.
And that must be fun to work with people you know on a piece like this, where you can really let it rip.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. The comfort that you have working with people you're familiar with and the ability when it is sort of it's scripted, but there's a lot of areas for unscripted interaction and interplay. It's really fun to do that with people that you're comfortable with because you can just kind of let it all loose and see what lands and see what doesn't. And there's a fun element of experimentation to it where you are working within the confines of the script, but you also have so much room to figure it out and figure out how you want to do things.
Yeah. And the writers were gracious enough to really write in some carte blanche where you're allowed to modernize and change the language, which obviously is pretty uncommon in script. Some writers really want you to stick to the script. This one is absolutely not that. You know, they encourage everybody who produces this to make it fit today's age and use new references. So that's what we're definitely doing. This was written 20 plus years ago. So we've beefed it up with some new references and new stories that weren't around back then.
And as a director, then your eyes and your responsibilities include seeing what that experimentation does really work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been the very common, like, give me as much as you can and I'll tell you to come down, but I want 150% the whole time and bring jokes and ad libs. I mean, I brought our best ad lib actor with us out of the three of them. Dane has a new joke for us, I think, every single rehearsal, even yesterday's rehearsal. We're talking and workshopping these new ideas to put in as ad libs and, you know, whether we should keep them or not. I mean, he definitely pushes the limits on the jokes he brings, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's the only one I've had to say no to so far.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it PG-13.
Right.
Do you each have a preferred holiday-themed play that you enjoy, like Charlie Brown or any number of versions of A Christmas Carol that is skewered here?
I don't think anything is skewered here in a way that's unfriendly or disrespectful to the source material to where you'd think, oh, well, leave it alone. You know, I think everything is done with more of an homage than a skewering. It's done with humor and respect.
Yeah, we're not dragging anything down. I mean, it's all just like parody. None of it should be taken seriously. It's so silly.
Does it bounce back and forth? Do we see Christmas Carol at first and then it comes popping up later?
At the risk, I don't want to give too much away, but the kind of the central conceit of the show is that our company, The Gaslit, is staging a production of A Christmas Carol, and one of the actors involved is so sick of doing Christmas Carol that he says, can we do some other things? And then they start building it in, and there's one actor who is sort of the more traditional one who wants to do Christmas Carol, and he keeps trying to bring it back to Christmas Carol, and we keep diverting it into other directions. So the Christmas Carol is definitely the most prevalent story throughout as far as we're always either circling back to it or getting away from it.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I mean, there's definitely, like, we stick to the ones that we end up in for segments. So there's little scenes, and then there's these interludes of some historical references to, like, how Christmas is celebrated around the world. But those are also riddled with comedy. So it's just nonstop playing at humor and comedy. So come to it expecting to laugh, because it's light. It's hopefully is a way to get you. I mean, the holidays are obviously full of joy and family and friendship and all that, but they're also full of stress. Yes. So it's a great break from all of that. And I know there's a ton of other productions going on right now. So we're competing against all the big names out there. Like
including a couple of productions of Christmas Carol.
There's at least two of those going on. So come see ours. It's a little bit different. It's going to really make you laugh and have a good time at the theater.
When it is high energy, does that mean it's physical at times like a farce might be, where you're going through doors, coming in and out? Are there physical bits?
I mean, the whole thing is physical in just the aspect of you're running around. You might be off stage for 6 seconds and you have to come in as a new character. So you run off stage, throwing a hat off, putting a shirt on, throwing a shirt off, putting a fake nose on. It's just constant movement.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it. I mean, it is kind of farcical, but It's more like improv, but it is scripted, so it's not pure improv.
Yeah, like a Commedia dell'arte kind of a thing.
Yeah,
where you're,
like, they want it to come across as improv, but obviously we're working from a base script.
So that means it's a tour de force for the actors, because you have to turn on a dime.
Yes, yeah. My job, you know, I'm just kind of putting up the guardrails, and yes, they have the heavy lifting to do, and they are meeting the call, especially Sean. I mean, you'll see when you come see it, but he's got some... some character switching that borders on split personality disorder. You know, so it's very difficult as an actor for
sometimes
him to...
he's flipping back and forth between two different characters in the same sentence.
Correct, with just dialect changes, which is very challenging. So he's doing a great job. But yeah, that's how far it goes, where they're really mid-sentence switching character.
I'm not suggesting in any way that this is a musical, but does music figure in the production at all?
Yeah, it has a pretty big, bigger than I anticipated sound design to it. So there is that. There's some music elements in that regard. And then there's also a musical number, we'll call it.
Peppered little moments where we sing things. I mean, holiday music is such an important part of the holidays. It wouldn't feel right without it. So the authors did a good job of giving you moments throughout where you are reminded of this song or of that song. And I think as an audience member, it's just going to be a flood of nostalgia and memories and things that you've gone your whole life seeing. You know, people that are even older than I am, like, how many times have you watched A Charlie Brown Christmas? How many times have you seen the original Grinch? And then they made the Jim Carrey movie, and even that's 25 years old at this point. So it just piles all that up, and a huge part of that is the Christmas music and Christmas carols.
Gaslight has had a long-standing relationship with King's College Theater. Tell us about that relationship, because that's where you'll be, won't you?
Yeah, this is at King's College, and we've had basically the history of Gaslight stems directly from King's College. So Dave Reynolds is one of the Gaslight founding fathers, and he went to King's, met his wife at King's. They got married, and Dave is now my brother-in-law because I married his wife's sister. So it's a family affair now. Yeah. But then he started this company, and they were kind of, you know, like the theater in residence or were at King's for several years. Then we did move out. We were kind of like a traveling theater group for several years there. But now we're happy to be kind of anchored back at King's for our big productions, at least. So it's been an awesome partnership and arrangement, and Dave is super supportive.
And I could be wrong on the history of this, but I think Sean McEwen, who's in the play, is another one of the founding, or at least original, core members of Gaslight. So, yeah, this is our 21st, 22nd year as Gaslight.
That sounds right.
And the connection with King's has always been there throughout. You know, they've been a great partner for us, and we've had a lot of talent all around who've come through King's, actors, designers, operators. It's been a long-standing and fruitful partnership.
Yeah, we're trying to engage more with the educational aspect too now, and Dave is lending some of the students to try to get them involved so that they can get some real world experience, as real as Gaslight can provide. But you know, it's good outside of the college walls to get a little experience as well.
And Gaslight has always been interested in encouraging regional talent as well, developing the Playroom series and producing other original pieces. So that's part of what you are too.
Yeah, that's still part of our core values or mission statement, is locally written or underproduced works. So I think this production falls under the underproduced. I've never even
definitely underproduced and a little bit of locally written, because there are parts of it where you do have that, like you said, the carte blanche where you can kind of write where you want, where the actors, we've written little pieces to inject in there. So it's kind of a little mix of everything.
When you say the premise is that Gaslight is doing A Christmas Carol, are there local references in addition to updating it? Do you have any local allusions?
Super heavy on local allusions. There are some. We refer to a couple things that local theater people especially will get.
You said it so well about releasing stress and so forth. But also the world we live in is quite serious, and it's sometimes good to get together with other people. You can sit at home and put on a comedy special and laugh, but there's something about getting together in a community with an audience laughing. There's something healthful about that.
There's a healing element to laughing in groups, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it. Like, there's a lot of negativity out in the world, and it's a lot of isolation too, and this is supposed to be a happy, joyful time of year, and I think we should all spend it together. And there's also this tech generation with AI and everything happening, where art forms are now kind of yielding some ground, like with graphic design is being taken away by computers and things. So live art is going to be what prevails here. You know, you have to go out and see people actually use their physical forms to, right. to yeah, create
when,
art. And,
when everything reaches the point where you have to question whether anything's real or not, you right. know that the actors on that stage that you're going to see are real.
Yeah. And we've got some funny bits related to like AI stuff in our scripts. So it's yeah. it's going to be good. All in good fun.
Review for us where and when we can see this and laugh with you all.
Yeah, it's at the Maffei Theater at King's College, which is on River Street in Wilkes-Barre. It is on December 11th through the 14th. The 14th will be a 2:30 matinee. The evening shows are all 7:30 p.m. You can buy tickets in advance. We definitely encourage you to do so. I think you save a couple bucks doing that. And that's at gaslight-theater, spelled with the re.org.
Jason Alfano, president of the board and director of this show, and Dane Bauer, Gaslight artistic director and actor in the play, speaking with us about every Christmas story ever told, and then some, that will run now through this Sunday, December 14th, at the Maffei Theater at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, and this Sunday afternoon a matinee, and Jason just said it was going to be at 2:30. Gaslight-theater.org, and theater ends with an R-E, gaslight-theater.org. Every Christmas story ever told, and then some, and that's being offered by Gaslight Theater, and it will take place now through Sunday, with shows this evening and tomorrow evening, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30, and a Sunday matinee. And King's College Theater is located on North River Street in Wilkes-Barre. And for more details, gaslight-theater.org.